This world's crazy.
Yeah?
We just need to focus on comedy.
Okay.
Me and you need to focus on what we're good at. And what we're good at is fucking old ladies, drink Kool-Aid, and do stand-up.
There you go.
And I got my Kool-Aid right here.
100%. Cheers.
What kind of porn are you watching these days?
It's really interesting. You asked that. Last night, I can't do anything that's stepfather, stepdaughter, anything like that. I can't do anything young anymore.
Why?
Because like, my kids are that age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to do old lady porn.
MILF stuff.
Yeah, MILF stuff. Anything MILFy, I get. And I need natural tits.
Okay.
It's got to be in the realm of shit I would do. So I stopped Googling stuff I would never fucking do, like girl sucks guy's dick through a cage cock thing, you know? And so like I stopped doing that. So it's got to be things in the realm of what I do. And like I tell you what started it was girl wears vibrating thing to the restaurant, boyfriend makes her have orgasm.
Yeah.
And then I tapped out because I was like, fucking Liam would never let me do that.
Right.
I would love that. I would love that.
Because you said that you bring up stuff and she's like, nope.
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 Nope. Nope. That's not going to happen. That's not that. Now, right now, that right there, that ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now. Nuh-uh. 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 Not in my cooter. No. Nuh-uh. We ain't doing that at a Cracker Barrel. You want me to have no gun at a Cracker Barrel? Hell no, boy. Yeah, yo, man. Shit.
That's your wife.
That's my wife. Yeah, I so it's got to be in the realm of stuff it would do. So last night it was stepmother. So it was like MILF, older lady. Not even that old, but old enough.
Yeah.
Natural
well, they
tits.
Start calling them MILFs when they're like 26.
And yeah, born. I need to know that you're a MILF.
Yeah, you want her older.
Yeah, like I want to see like some wrinkles. MILF scars.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to see sadness in your eyes. I want to see, I want you to have a coffee in your hand and be like distracted. Huh? What? Yeah. Fine, I'll suck your dick. Like, can we go to Target? Like, that's what I want. That's what I'm looking
right.
for MILF porn.
Yeah.
I should really direct MILF porn.
You really should.
I should direct. There's a lot of things I'm really dropping the ball on my career.
I think if you put out a plea right now, there's a porn company that would let you direct.
I want to do an OnlyFans site for real.
You can do an OnlyFans.
Sometimes I get a good picture of myself and I want to post it naked. And I think I could get some legit, I don't know if I get money. How much money do you think I'd make from an OnlyFans site?
Well, here's the thing. The OnlyFans changed about, I don't know, a year and
They're
a half ago.
They're not doing porn anymore?
No. In that, like, legit celebrities started doing OnlyFans without doing any, like, OnlyFans was just, like, for, you know, nude content.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, DJ, Khaled, like, people are, I know, but they're just doing their regular stuff.
Fucking boring. That's such a fucking grift. Fuck off. You're not allowed to do that.
So you think only nude?
Hold on. The Catch Me Outside girl's not naked in her OnlyFans?
Not fully nude, no.
What the fuck? How old is she?
I think
is
she made like $50 million.
$50 million from just showing her tits?
I don't even know. I don't think she shows her tits even.
Do we have her? Can you log into her OnlyFans? Let's see what she's got. Her name's Bad Barbie? I thought it was Bad Bunny.
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby. Who's Bad Bunny?
He's a Puerto Rican reggaeton.
Oh, I signed up for the wrong OnlyFans.
Oh, Jesus.
$52 million. 19-year-old rapper? Who did she rape? Rapper.
What is it? It says who made 1 million. Is that like, does it have a list there of who's making a million?
Teacher turned OnlyFans model says she made 1 million. Here's the problem. These fucking women are new to the horror game and they don't know how to fucking bring it to the streets.
Yeah.
Christy Mack's OnlyFans is fucking gangster.
Yeah.
Adriana Chechik, fucking gangster.
Oh, you see she broke her back?
What?
She broke her back.
How?
She jumped into a foam pit that wasn't deep, like at a convention, and her back broke.
Pull up the video. There's got to be video of this. No one jumps into a foam pit without breaking. Shut
TwitchCon.
The fuck. Fuck yeah. off. She broke her fucking
and
back.
In two places.
Is she going to be okay?
I don't know. I don't know any. I just heard of it. See how she goes, bam, right there.
Oh,
how she landed on her butt.
Oh, I love that she's smiling. That's a porn star for you.
And then straight
in a lot of pain, still smiling. Broke her back in two places. Like, I got it. I got it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Turn the goddamn fucking cameras off. I'll only show you who I really am.
She landed on her butt, dude. And she can't get up. Oh, that's fucking... Damn. See, because she...
Oh.
It'd be like if you jumped off and just landed on the ground on your butt.
Fucking, she's a gangster, dude. Fucking look at her. Never fucking dropping kayfabe. Just fucking owning it. I gotcha. Look at this. Perfect smile. Broken fucking back. Her friend's like, shit. She's hurt.
How did the first girl go in? Because you can kind of see it, right? Doesn't the first girl... Oh, she had just landed, but you could tell that the way that she...
Oh, and by the way...
You know that she has neck damage from pile drivers? So her doctor...
Is this a bit?
No. She talked about, I saw this. This was trending, like a viral video where she was like, I saw my doctor and they're like, you have, you know, like vertebrae in your neck are like have slipped from how aggressively you pile drive. And they're like, you got to stop. And she was like, I'll never
stop. What's
a
pile driver? Let me see some of her pile driver videos.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm unfamiliar. I just want to make sure that I'm up to speed.
Yeah. And she's like, I will never stop. I'm not going to do that.
She stopped now. How is she doing now? Can we get her on the phone?
I have no idea, dude.
Can we get her on the phone?
I have no idea how she's doing. Wow, these all look...
This goes right there. I mean, that's the beauty of Pornhub. It goes right there.
That was... Yeah.
All right. Whew. Is this her?
No, that's not, but let's see.
What's her pile driver videos?
I mean, it's just a position, I'm saying. It's just a position. Let's see.
Surprise.
That's
old school Adriana Chachik.
That might, yeah, there you go.
There, oh
see
my
how
God.
Your neck, you know, yeah, and that's also.
Yeah. Oh, that's not cool. Oh, fuck.
This does nothing for me though, personally.
Well, it doesn't even look like a human.
Yeah. Well, that's not, I don't really, thank you.
Because it's a black dude.
Well, yeah, man. Like, no, it's just that seeing someone bent like that doesn't make me go like, oh.
Wait, how is she? I want to get her on the phone.
I have no idea, man. I don't know. I saw that video.
Can you like go to her? It just happened a week ago.
Yeah,
but where is she now?
Broken back. I don't know.
Go to her Instagram. Go to her. Let's do the research. Let's get the things.
Maybe Twitter would have it.
Oh.
Maybe she gave an update. Let's see. Okay, what's it say? Well, I broke my back in two places. I'm getting surgery to put a meter rod in for support today. Send your support when it rains, it pours. I'm definitely feeling the rain right now. Yeah, she's...
Oh, that really
That's
sucks.
Fucking crazy, man. She broke her back.
Terrified, about to get surgery right now. Wish me luck. Like, oh my God, breaks my heart. It's amazing that you end up... It's the same as podcasting, as you know the people, you know?
Yeah.
Like you watch so much of their porn, you know them.
I wasn't going to say that, but I okay.
But like, I feel bad.
I just meant that like, I because we've had that interaction, the brief interaction, just like playfully of like, oh, you guys, she was like, you guys can DP me. And it was actually like really sweet and funny. Then you kind of feel like, oh, like we're friends, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I know her.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever talked to her.
I've never met her. But she was come on, guys, step it up.
Wait, how is she going to make money? She can't work for a while.
That's definitely true. I don't know.
We need to start a Kickstarter. GoFundMe.
Okay.
We should start a GoFundMe, Nadav. Let's go
back. You know what you could do, dude?
What?
That could be your first like donation. Remember how you were like, I don't have like 50 grand sitting around.
You want to watch me get lit up on social media? Guys, I've poured all my money into Adriana Chechik. I need to get her back working. I literally, my life hasn't been the same without her up on the sidelines. So everyone go subscribe to her OnlyFans. She won't be able to work for a while.
She won't be able to work for a while. No, she will not.
No.
I think she does really well on her... She was at TwitchCon because I think she's a big Twitch person.
She's a gamer?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a good parallel. If you're a porn star, you just got to connect with your fans in a way...
I have to imagine, by the way, that she has done extremely well in this space and on. Like, I bet you she makes a ton of money, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like the most hardcore, you know, person in that space.
I still can't understand. I don't understand how Twitch works. I still don't.
I don't do it. I think Nadav does it.
Do you? And you make money per people watching you?
Yeah, it's you're just live streaming. Like, I just gamble on Twitch, but you're essentially, it's for people that like game, and like you just watch people either gaming or gambling or just
what's
talking.
What's the thrill of watching somebody game?
There's a couple reasons. Like, I know if I ever started a new game and like I'm like, oh, I'm dog shit at this, I wonder how a good player plays.
Okay,
so that's makes like sense. A reason, or you just really like their personality. There's multiple reasons.
I love when people explain stuff to you and you're like, oh, that does make sense.
Yeah, yeah, because I'd be like, oh, I just want to play the game. Why would I watch somebody play the game? But
back to Bad Barbie. Let's see her fucking OnlyFans. Is she, and she is Catch Me Outside covered in ink, right?
I don't know. I really don't know.
And she's a rapper. Is she a good rapper?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, like, it's crazy that.
Okay.
Ugh. I mean, I'm not, I don't feel bad that I'm going, ugh, I shouldn't do that. That's not fair. But it's like, already I'm like, I don't like your bra selection. Like, it's like, what are you, a mom? That's what Leanne does. If Leanne was going to post one, she'd be like in a comfortable bra.
Yeah. And you're like,
and then I look at like Adriana Chechik and Christy Mack, who are the ballers on this. They're not making $52 million, but yet a mom bra gets 50. I got DM just now.
I don't know, man.
I hit the lottery. Fucking sign up for it, Nadav. Let's see it, right?
Okay, give me a minute.
He's going to.
Yeah, we got a Tom Segura, Tom Tina.
No, you're not.
Your mom's?
No.
What's that one? Were you signing it up on your own, Nadav?
Why not?
Because I already have it set up with, because we do research on OnlyFans sometimes, so it's already linked to my account.
Oh, well, I got a list of people I want to see. Type in Sammy Sheen. Charlie Sheen and his daughter just got one.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, let's see. This Bad Barbie?
Baby.
Bad Baby. Same, same.
Okay. Let's see.
Posts?
Well, no. You.
It's got to be Bad Baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Bad Baby. Bad Baby.
That's not it.
Bad Baby. It's Bad Baby. Is it really Bad Baby?
Okay. All right.
There we go. That's her?
Nope, that's not her.
Who was that? Go back to her. Oh. How do you jerk off, Nadav?
So is that, are you, it's an OnlyFans guy?
No, I was, and then I found out it was creepy to be an OnlyFans guy.
Why?
Well, because I was doing it, like, I would sign up for people's OnlyFans. If I met them and like I have an OnlyFans, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll sign up for it. And then like get in the car. I got get in the car. It was the first one I did.
Yeah.
So I was like, I met her. She's cool. Valerie's her name. And she's a cool person. And I was like, yeah, I'll sign up for OnlyFans. And then I got in the car with Leanne and she was like, she met her at the Greek. And I said, she goes, so what does she do? And I said, she got an OnlyFans. She made good money on her OnlyFans. And Leanne's like, what's that? And I was like, here, I'll show you. And Leanne's like, oh my God, you look at her naked? And I was like, that's what her OnlyFans is. And she was like, oh, that's, you're buying her porn? And I went, no, it's OnlyFans. And she's like, Bert, you're buying, but she knows, does she know that you're looking at her naked? And I go, I think she does. She goes, and then you just hung out with her, but you look at her naked? And I go, I don't, she goes, you just talk to her husband. And I was like, well, is this wrong? Like, I'm not, I don't know what the fuck OnlyFans, like, you, and then I meet Christy Mack and I'm like, I'm on your OnlyFans. And then I feel like weird that I'm on their OnlyFans.
Yeah, I think but, that was kind of like the point I was making, is that I feel weird after I know somebody.
So then you just got to like stranger creep on people?
Yeah.
I'd rather do it with people I know.
Yeah, that's, I think we're different there.
But I do it like in a way, like if I had a, like I subscribe to Tim Dillon's fucking Patreon.
Right.
He's trying to make money.
Right. It's a little different than posing nude.
But like I do the membership, uh-huh. Like 12-month membership to everyone I do.
Yeah.
And then they all just ran out, by the way. And I didn't renew them because I was like, I don't want to fucking look like a creeper.
Okay.
Okay, pass.
These are
what
all...
Is this to find out if I'm a robot? What the fuck?
These are the posts?
Yes.
So see how the breasts or what's about the booty shot there? Is that like a in a thong or is it like a half thong? The one underneath it where you can actually see it. Oh boy. This is what people have paid that much money for?
It's gotta be children.
Page right.
I'm not certain.
Page right.
She's hitting a vape pen.
Yeah, her feet aren't that great.
No. I'm not in love with her tattoos. This is her getting that energy of all the girls in a bikini in a bed. Kind of makes me sad.
This looks like just like some.
That's her.
Yeah.
That's her.
That's her. Doesn't this just look like some regular chick's Instagram feed, though?
Yeah, it does. It doesn't look like anything special.
And $50 million?
Who signs up for this? Nadav. So wait, Nadav. Yeah. So who are the... And then this... So then that's what Charlie Sheen's daughter does, is that she gets like a OnlyFans, but they don't get nude. She just gets an OnlyFans.
Well, here's the thing. Why don't you start yours?
Yeah, I will. But and I'm doing nudes.
You will do nudes.
I will do nudes.
Like the ones you showed us on JRE?
I look fucking great in that picture. I would do a nude. I want people to see my dick and then go, yeah, cool. But that's...
You'll fluff it before a photo, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking... You know, there will be one that will be like raw dogged. It'll be like... Because that's what you get your money's worth when you see a small dick.
Yeah.
Ooh, no. Maybe I'll just do small dicks.
That would be... Here's the thing. That would be the most brave. You know what would be fun to do? Okay, just hear me out.
I'm already on your page.
Okay. The small... Like the smallest... Like the most pathetic thing it looks, you post that for like 3 months. People are like, have you seen how small his dick is?
Well, that's
and then out of nowhere, you just start posting fully fluffed and you see like the discrepancy, like the difference between. Yeah.
And then every guy will go, told you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're really like doing something for humanity.
Here's the problem though. How do I know that? Like, here's my question, Adav. How do my OnlyFans pictures not get leaked? And then people just go, well, I don't need to sign up for his OnlyFans.
They're going to get leaked.
They will.
But people want to keep coming back for those new dick pics. So you got to.
Yeah, I do new dick pics.
I think
you'll
be making real money. I really do.
I think I would.
You can, and then you slowly morph into jerking off on camera.
Dude, I got to be honest.
Someone will be like, come on, man, just jerk off.
For real, be for real.
Yeah.
$52 million.
Yeah.
$52 million. You get Bad Baby's Instagram money. $52 million.
Yeah.
And I'm certain.
I read a thing, though, that said that some of that is subscription. A lot of it is messages. Because she gets paid X amount of dollars per message. And she got like, so like, let's say 26 million of it was subscriptions.
See,
and
see
the other
much,
million was messages.
Oh, it's 20. See how much it costs to message her. Unlock for $50.
I mean, that's just unlock. That's not even sending them like, don't do it, but I'm saying, read the breakdown, Google the breakdown of her earnings. Get back to us next Thursday.
Is she a good rapper?
No, I don't think so.
But I bet she is.
No, she's famous.
Well, she's famous?
She's social media famous.
That's so crazy. And so it's just an age demographic that shares receipts for OnlyFans claims. Does that mean she tells people?
Okay. Just all right. Scroll.
50 million. That's fucking crazy. She made a million in only 6 hours. If I can make a million in 6 hours, I'd do it.
Okay, where's the breakdown? I'm looking for the specific thing. That's not it. That's not it.
I would easily, I have no problem showing my dick.
I know.
Why hasn't a comic done that yet?
He'd be the first. Jackie Robinson.
I do the first picture of me in a Jackie Robinson jersey.
Oh, my God. That'll go real well. Are we watching a video?
I'll just move this Googling to a different screen so you're not.
So
that's crazy that she doesn't even get naked. So it's just people that are like, I want to, it's a one-time buy, because no one's like going to this OnlyFans page every day going like, I wonder what's new today.
On this one?
Yeah.
Well, whose? Yours?
No, hers.
No, so they are going clearly for hers.
So I don't, no. No,
what do you mean? How do you think you made $52 million?
And so I'm just blown away that someone would pay that money to go see someone in like a mom bra.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like that sexy, but like I share all my pictures. What you'd need, Tom, is like legit. I have some fucking legit nudes that I just took.
Okay. See how she got, looks like 16 million, 16.6 million was subscriptions. 1.6 is that, or is that 161,000 is tips? But then 25.5 million came from messages. So people pay.
Oh, so I have to reply to people?
But what if you got $25 million to reply to messages?
I do that, I guess.
That's
fucking so much money. And what if we did a co-one and we just did like gay shit
so
together?
Her net was $42 million, huh?
Nothing. But like, I would definitely don't have
what
a problem.
What would be the threshold? Like, what amount would it have to cross for you honestly to jerk off on camera? Like, how much?
$100 million.
$100 million?
If I got to $100 million, here's the deal. I'm making.
So $80 million, you wouldn't do it.
So it ruins my career, right?
Yeah, kind of, but maybe. Not really. Not, but it doesn't. It ruins your Hollywood career. It doesn't ruin like podcasting. It doesn't ruin your ability to tour and do. They would just be like, "Oh, I remember I paid to watch you jerk off."
It would ruin my career.
Yeah.
I think you have a hard time listening to someone on a podcast that you watch jerk off.
I don't really.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even like, I got to be honest with you. Like,
okay. Well, how about to pose hard? Just pose hard, fully erect.
I wouldn't do fully erect.
Three quarters?
Yeah. I do three quarters where it's like kind of like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
How much you have to get for that?
It's 52 is good with me. I do 52. I do it for 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Like $20 million, I'll do full nude, like,
and you'll do fully soft just to get started.
My first picture.
Will you do it where it's like you're basically like, is there a dick in there? Like,
so my first picture is going to be me sitting crisscross applesauce with a pizza, and totally naked, crisscross applesauce on the bed with a piece of pizza and a beer, and no fluff.
Just let it hang.
Just regular dick, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to progressing like throughout the year. It'll get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then New Year's Eve, you get the hard dick.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool. I mean,
it would suck. Suck if at the end of the year you made like $4,300.
What would suck is if I posted one nude. See, that's the problem with going, if you go full like vulnerable and you go full dick. Then you post it, no one buys it. Someone screen grabs it, puts it on the internet. Everyone sees it, and they're like, yeah, I'm not going there. You need to post kind of good dick. I mean, you really make your money with the women, right? Because like,
I think you make your money with the men.
The gay dudes?
I bet you gay dudes are definitely the market to pay for nude men much more so than, I mean, you some women, yes, but I bet you the breakdown is majority men. Has to be.
So top earning male OnlyFans.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I wonder, because like Chris Hemsworth would be Tyga.
Holy shit.
He only makes $7 million a month.
Hold on.
Who's Tyga?
How much do guys earn on OnlyFans? Oh, that's a.
Oh, of course it's got to be black dudes.
I don't know. Why?
Why? Because they're bigger dicks.
Oh. Is he posing nude?
I'm certain he is. I don't know who he is, to be honest with you. I'm assuming
leaked image of his genitals went viral.
Let me see.
Okay.
Whose real name is he, what does he do? He's not.
Tyga's a rapper.
Is he older? That's him?
Yeah.
He's got to have a piece on him.
Yeah.
The type in is dick. That's it.
That's Tommy Lee's dick.
Tommy Lee should have an OnlyFans. You
type remove OnlyFans.
Yeah. Okay. He accidentally released that?
He probably shot it for somebody and then it got, you know. It looks just like mine.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. He's probably a little guy. That's probably just 5 inches. He's probably 5'5".
Yeah.
How tall is Tyga? Whoopi Goldberg Googled it. If Whoopi Goldberg had an OnlyFans, would you... 5'7". Yeah. He's probably... That's a 6-inch dick. Yeah. 5'7". Look at that. So he's 5'7".
Okay.
Okay. That goes to his belly button. Right? Mm. It would reach his belly button. My dick reaches my belly button.
Okay.
Not now.
It's gotta go around the corner.
Yeah, that's a regular sized dick on a little guy.
I don't know.
He's 5'7".
Okay.
He's like 2 inches shorter than Joe. Or taller than Joe. Wait, so his penis pic. What is, I want to hear his rapping. All these people are naked, but I don't hear the rapping.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a good comic. I don't, that's the problem is I'm a good comic. I already make money doing comedy.
Right.
These guys aren't making money as rappers.
There's a dude, by the way, you can take that down now. Thanks, man.
No, keep it up. Hey, wait, type in Tyga rapping. I want to see him rap. I want to see if he can spit bars. Like, you don't see Big Boy's dick, right? You don't see Lil Wayne's dick.
Right.
You don't see Eminem's dick. You don't see Snoop's dick.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't, but you see Bad Barbie and fucking Tyga. His biggest
view,
only he's got 1 million views on his rapping. On Instagram, is that 1 million? That's 1
That's an old video, right? Yeah.
Wait, is this guy hear it? Okay.
Slide on a pimp gang with my pinky ring. Lot of gang, lot of bitches in the icy chain. While you claim that you rich, that's a false claim. I'll be straight to the whip, no baggage claim. Whole lot of styles, can't even pronounce the name. You ain't got no style, see you on my Instagram. I be rocking it like it's fresh out the pen. Only when I'm taking pics, I'm the middleman. Walk talking like a boss, I just lift the hand.
I don't think he needs me to co-sign on his rapping.
He's
like, I wonder what a 50-year-old white guy thinks.
He used to be my neighbor.
Tyga?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, our eldest children are the same age.
No.
I don't know if it's his first, but he definitely has a son named King because we used to live in the same neighborhood and he would be at the park.
I know which one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's so fucking interesting.
How old is his son, King?
Is he married to a Kardashian?
No, but he was linked to them at that time. So he was always... Okay, he's got to be, he's 9? Oh, he's older than Ellis. But that's who would play at the park when Ellis was a baby, was King. Yeah, that makes sense because Ellis would be
so you know who this dude is.
Yeah, yeah, because.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
They would be
at the park. He's friends with Rob Kardashian, my favorite Kardashian.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Blac Chyna was dating Rob Kardashian too. I think that was the thing.
And
so they were all at this neighborhood that I was in. And they would go to the park. Ellis was just like 3, 4, 5 months old, maybe 6 months old. And that kid, Tyga was, yeah, like 2, 3. So that makes sense that he's
what
like
percentage
nine.
Of what percentage of these Calabasas millionaires mm-hmm. have talent? Meaning have talent.
Because, all people of Calabasas?
Well, I mean, there's this is like the Calabasas club.
Kind
of,
yeah.
It's a group of people. Like, I don't know. This is going to sound really horrible, okay? I've never heard a song by Travis Scott. I know he's married to Kylie Jenner, right?
Okay.
I've never heard Blac Chyna. I've never heard a song of hers.
Yeah.
I've never heard a song of Tyga. I've never heard a song of any of... But there are these people that are famous mm-hmm. for being, like, covered in tats.
Yeah.
And kind of not doing anything. Like, Tyga's... Views on Tyga has we get more views on a podcast than he gets on a video. No, I'm not being shitty, but I'm saying like,
yeah.
But it's crazy. Like it's bizarre to me that Has this always happened in art? I'm sounding like a fucking old shitty man right now.
Yeah, he's just
but he's not big with anyone. I mean, there's not like my kids don't know him. Your kids won't know him. Like he's not. I'm just being fucking real.
But
for
they do know Travis Scott. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott's a legit dude. I know he had that big thing, but I've never really heard him sing.
He doesn't sing, but you know.
What does he do? Is he a DJ?
No, he raps.
But okay, I've never heard a Travis Scott song, and I'm.
There's a lot of popular Travis Scott.
I sound like an old fucking white man right now, and it's so sad.
I know, because I'm
into hip hop, but I've never heard a Travis Scott song.
You know why? Because you got to an age where you stop listening to new shit, and that happens to everybody.
For real?
Yeah, that's normal. It's normal.
So what's put on a Travis Scott song? I know his shoes are cool.
He does have cool shoes,
and I know that there's a bunch of people in the Astrodome that he got in trouble with.
That's one way of putting it.
This is his biggest song.
I don't know, is it?
It's got 1 billion views.
That's not that many.
Astro.
I wouldn't bring that up either.
Sun is down, freezing cold.
He looks good there, huh?
That's how we already know when it's here. My dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know. He don't know nothing else. I tried to show him.
I'm gonna sound like a fucking cunt in about 15 seconds.
Well, that's Drake.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. I tried to show him. Yeah. 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 Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode.
Okay, I like this. Oh, okay.
Make this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys hopping our coast. This shit way too
okay,
deep.
I like Travis Scott.
Was off the Remy, had up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4 hour lockdown, we made no moves.
I like Travis Scott a lot.
You're in.
Yeah.
I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in. Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains. Think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they joking, man. No, the crackers.
He has a way different career than Tyga, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Travis Scott's really good.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's also reached a whole other level.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Travis, I like Travis Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Travis Scott a lot. It's funny. Maybe I'm just not giving him a chance.
Yeah.
I hate what I'm doing. I hate that I'm doing it.
This is normal though. Because those guys in the booth, they're literally like 20 years younger than you.
They're more so. Travis Scott's probably 25.
No, these guys in the booth.
Oh.
Yeah. So what I'm saying
are
is
are they
that,
big Travis Scott fans?
I don't know if they're big fans, but I'm just saying that they're like the music that is current to them is like kind of like you're like I don't really you're not going to
okay.
start adapting to everything new as
then who are some current rappers that are like I feel bad that I kind of was shitty about Tyga, but I'm like there seems to be a
Tupac Shakur. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I have. Okay. He's a very talented young man. Okay. But it's like I feel like has this always happened where like fame is more important than the
these
thing.
Days every there's fame is a totally different thing because you're right you can become famous off of your photos and posts and like making you know viral like videos
it started with Bad Barbie is she's not
right she's not an actual
rapper.
Artist
yeah an artist yeah. But she's making 52 million
yeah
and so then oddly enough people take her pretty seriously.
Well, are they just, you know what, I don't hate on her for making 52
million.
I think it's
I do
incredible.
Hate on that page.
Oh, her photos.
It's a ripoff, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to post cock pics.
I'm posting legit cock pics, and I'm talented as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, for real, I work at my art.
Yeah.
Like, if I saw her in any of those pictures writing down, like, raps or freestyles.
Well, she also, what, can we watch some of her stuff?
Yeah, like, why don't put in some Bad Barbie.
Bad Barbie. Like put like her
I like Travis Scott a lot. I might have to. I know Travis Scott's like, oh man, thank God I'm crossing over to the fucking gold. There we go.
This is one of her. Oh, it's about sandals. You love this.
I love sandals. Gucci okay. flip flops.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay. How many views? How many views, Nadav?
190 million.
All right. I think I might like this song.
You like flip flops?
Gucci flip flops, drop tops.
Gucci flip flops, fuck you, hit your bitch in my socks. This a big watch, diamonds dripping off of the clock. Pull the six out, winter time, dropping the top. Give it to they pussy ass, turn the shit up a notch. Gucci flip flops, make a kick rock. It's a big clock, check the wristwatch. Gucci flip flops, fuck you, hit your bitch in my socks. This a big watch, diamonds dripping off of the clock. Bad baby, got these bitches buzzing for cash. Take a picture, get your issue, bitch, a dime or work. Walk in a bank, fuck it up, poke it at bitch with a shank, fuck it up.
I like it.
I like it. Bag,
okay. Make a double back and clear up a tab. Gucci flip flops, fuck it, hit your bitch and massage. This a big watch, diamonds dripping off of the clock.
I like her.
Okay.
She's not bad. And you know what? It doesn't sound like an affected accent. Like, I thought that's what it would sound like a white girl trying to sound like she's hip hop.
Yeah.
But it sounds like she really talks like that.
I mean, she's in regular practice.
Yeah.
You know, she I don't think she breaks from that a lot.
Yeah, there's no two like who's better, her or Mac Miller?
Who? What was the who's the other white girl that does that, but like it's hardcore? Is Vicky? Whoa, Vicky. She drops like it is very affected.
Really?
Yeah. Was she like, "Oh, motherfucker, you motherfucker"?
She does. Oh yeah, let me get some whoa, Vicky.
She does.
Whoa, Vicky.
No, she's talking normal there. I would show the other first. Her doing her regular. Like, scroll up actually to the top. Like, is that a song? No. Sorry, like the third video. Third are those?
Yeah, this is a music video.
Oh, that's music video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want her just. Speaking.
Let's see this one.
What's up, YouTube? Welcome back to my channel. It's your girl, Whoa.
It's on her face.
Right now, I'm on my way to go see my babe, John Gabbana. I had to lift my ID, so I had to rush back. And now I'm here at my favorite place. I low-key live here. I need to stop paying.
She lives in Atlanta.
Are you hearing her?
Yeah,
speak?
Stay tuned. Bless me. Bless me.
She said, I live here. God, I'm in my bay, play right here. I'm going to the airport. I see my bay. I live here.
What do like if you are work at if say you work at Atlanta Airport and you're a black woman and you hear
I would
this,
go shut the fuck up. Yeah, I would yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of crazy
because
it's all over her fucking face.
I have no idea how you're not going to address that. Don't pay attention to my bay right now. Go to her talking normal that video because that would be hilarious. Well, Vicky talks normal. Let's see.
What does hating do for you? Like,
do for you.
If I don't like somebody, I ain't finna sit here and watch everything they do. I could be out here giving me some money.
Uh-huh.
If I, like, you motherfuckers sit here, you motherfuckers
this is
sit
normal?
Here, watch everything I do.
Did she drop hate. This soon or something?
Go get a life. Matter of fact, go get some money.
Yeah.
It's not like I told any of y'all to follow me. It's
I guess
because like
she's not like hollering. Is that what they're? That's what they mean. Okay, that is wild. This is like a.
I feel like I'm in a different universe.
It feels like you're being pranked or something, right? Like,
yeah.
You're like,
I mean, good for them, I guess. I don't know.
I wonder how she would speak to like an older black lady. Do you know what I mean? Like a lady who, the lady in charge of the play, you know, like a,
yeah.
Like a person, an authority figure who's an older black woman, if she would drop her, whatever she's doing or be like, yes, ma'am.
So do you think she can, do you think that's put on?
I mean, it might be so, I don't know her history. Maybe it's so ingrained in her. Like, I don't know where she was from or how she was, what kind of neighborhood she was like. You know, it feels like
we know dudes in comedy who don't talk like they talk on stage.
Oh yeah.
When they talk off stage, I'm not gonna say names, but
it's
like
wild.
When you go, that's a real, like,
yeah, you're dialing it up.
Yeah, really like, and then they come off stage and they don't sound like that at all, and you're like, well, that's fucking crazy.
The way that she speaks, you almost feel like there's got to be a story. Like, oh, you don't understand. She was
know, like almost like raised by wolves or something.
She was, well, I was gonna say just in a different
way. I meant like, yeah, you know, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
She like I meant that as an analogy.
Yeah, so like you might. You go like, oh, you don't understand the neighborhood she was raised in. You're like, oh, okay.
How do we celebrate this? I don't like that I'm shitting on them.
Just I have too curious. Where's Wovicki from? Like, what's her? Can you?
Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it was going to be like Norfolk, Virginia or something.
It's got to be. It's got to be fucking.
Okay. It says Atlanta.
I know she's from Atlanta. But
you knew that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I saw her going to the Atlanta airport.
Okay. Okay.
She's 22. She's trying to figure out who she is.
There's got to be a story, right? Where is she from? Atlanta. It's got to be like a neighborhood, though.
She couldn't have just grown up in Atlanta. I know yeah, too many people lived in Atlanta that someone had been like, hey, you need to stop talking like that.
Yeah.
What do you think? Hey, Eni, as a black dude, when you see someone do that, is that bother you?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'm the right person to ask, because I'm also, I mean, people have said that about me. I'm not 100% black. So they've said shit about me. Like, hey, why you saying nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, whoa. Don't say that.
Am I offending you?
Yeah, I don't like that word.
Not bad, chief.
that would be offense. It's almost like, I bet there's a few people that think that she's making fun of them when she does it to them.
Yeah, or it's that whole thing where it's just not, people would probably register it as inauthentic, you know? Like when somebody is like has gang tats, right? And you go like, oh, you're in a gang. And then there's people who have like similar tats and they're like, these look cool. It's like, no, you don't get to have those. It kind of feels like a version of that. Like speaking that way, like where it's so pronounced,
yeah,
like she's not like dropping a little slang. It's like 100% what's called AA. VE, right? African American Vernacular English.
Oh, where like, is that a thing?
Yeah, that's the whole way. It's a way. It's like when you hear a black person, like if you had no, you've never seen her, you heard her speak, you go, that's a black woman, right? Yeah. Like that way of speaking.
Remember the white guy, Mr. Knuckles or something that you guys told me about? The white guy, Mr. The you're like, try to guess if this is a white guy or a black guy. And you played me and there's a...
Right.
Like,
yes.
There's white dudes that sound like that.
But like that, I mean, it's that just, it would be, if there's a white person that sounds like that, that's considered like the 0.00. And you just go, oh, you sound like you're trying to sound like a black person.
Are there, I mean, I guess, I'm trying to think, like, is there a black accent? Like, is there an accent a black dude would do that is inauthentic?
Inauthentic?
Where you go, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I mean, this, you know, people, there's a, well, the way I'm talking about, like the way that she sounds is considered like a specifically black way of speaking culturally, right? It's a cultural way that black people speak, intonations, certain grammatical things
like
come
Madonna,
together.
It's like Madonna when she started doing a British accent.
Sort of. Yeah.
They're like almost totally.
Well, I mean, she went there.
Man, Madonna goes hard in the paint that on her kind of, Instagram. Have you been following her?
She should do OnlyFans.
She should do OnlyFans.
People do naturally do that when they move to other countries, though. But she dialed it up. But that's different than what we're talking about here, because what we're talking about here is like this is definitely more forced.
Can we do a deep fake OnlyFans where I get fucked in the ass? And
why don't you just do it for real?
Oh, good call. Good call. Why would I spend the money on a deep fake?
Yeah. It's way cheaper to have somebody just fuck you in the ass.
I really think I could. I have these tasteful nudes I shot that I look really good in. And I think I could really do. I'm waiting for them to come in and they haven't come in yet.
Who shot them?
I got them at a. I did a photo shoot and I was like.
This is one where you had the pants on too?
Yeah. I did a photo
shoot. You got nude?
I got nude. And I was like, I was feeling good and I looking good. And we did a couple like.
Wait, when was this? What year?
Like a few weeks ago.
Oh.
I was feeling good and looking good. I looked jacked.
Where?
On my shoulders and my tits. And so, but I would love, I would love to do an OnlyFans if I could get 52 million.
Yeah, but you gotta fuck it.
But the problem is,
you can't be the guy.
Is Bad Barbie more famous than we are?
Yes,
she is. Right? She's like really famous.
But here's the thing: you can't do then what you just complain about. You can't do a pussy ass OnlyFans.
Yeah, but look at her. I'm already kind of naked in all my pictures anyway.
I know.
So I really, it's just cock that you want to see.
That's where you were feeling look, good. Look, yeah,
that's. But look, that's got at most 80,000 people liked it.
Yeah,
right. That's not 52 million.
Yeah, but see, you could still make millions.
Can I do collabs with Bad Barbie?
Maybe.
Where like I'm like flashing. You see me flashing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking over my shoulder, and then she's like this, and then going, right?
Yeah.
She's probably pretty young.
She's 22 something, yeah.
22. You realize
19.
19?
Yeah.
Bad Barbie's 19.
Baby.
Bad Baby is 19?
Yeah.
I feel weird. Jojo Siwa? Malu Tevaha? I don't even know any of these. Never. Young Boy Never Broke A. Go to Young Boy Never Broke A. Young Boy Never Broke Again is his name?
Mm-hmm.
All right, play. He's got two kids. And they're really young.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, how old is he?
I don't know.
Let's play in Young Boy Broke Never Broke A again. Does he have an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Oh, NBA, I've heard of this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
NBA Young Boy, I've heard of this guy.
Yeah.
All right, I like
Mercy Beats, nigga.
Look, they don't want to bang with us. Then we dangerous.
I say, I can make a rapper go to sleep. I do one thing. Look, bitch, get your head bust from trying to play with us.
The picture, catch a blip. When these things and don't leave nine
headshots in the police. Here's the problem with me. All right, we got it. Here's the problem with me. I'm always looking to make money in a field I'm not talented in.
That's good.
I'm always like, I'm going to put out a rap album.
You've thought of this?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you put out a rap album? You know how bad that would be?
I think it could be competitive. I've been listening. I think it could be competitive. Here's the secret sauce. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not about... I guarantee you there are really talented rappers out there that aren't making it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guarantee you there's probably haters in the game that are like, yo, all you got to do is get, all you need to do is like a splash of fame and then you can sell albums.
That is definitely a formula.
Yeah. And I got that. Splash of fame. I do 50-year-old raps.
Okay.
For like what we're going through.
I'm not close to your age, but go ahead.
You're really close.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because you've had a colonoscopy.
Okay.
In the hoscopy. Like, oof. I don't know.
Yeah.
You think Travis Scott's right now is like, I'm going to put colonoscopy in a rap. Yeah. Travis Scott's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a hardcore fan.
Of you?
No, this podcast he listens for. He's like, oh, they just said
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think Travis Scott likes? Do you think he like, what's like, what do you think he watches on TV?
I don't know. Probably videos of him getting his dick sucked on his bus or something. I don't know.
He dates Kylie Jenner?
I don't know.
Is he married to Kylie Jenner? Kylie Jenner is a gazillionaire.
Not sure.
A complete relationship. Is okay. Travis Scott still married to Kylie Jenner? No.
Are not back together. There you go. There you go. I don't know.
I mean, it's just fucking bizarre. This world's crazy.
Yeah?
We just need to focus on comedy.
Okay.
There's no money in this for us, Tom. This Bad Barbie lifestyle, this Travis Scott lifestyle. Me and you need to focus on what we're good at. And what we're good at is fucking old ladies and fucking doing stand-up. Yeah. That's it. Drinking Kool-Aid. I came here to do three things. Fuck old ladies, drink Kool-Aid, and do stand-up.
There you go.
And I got my Kool-Aid right here.
Yeah. Are you still drinking a lot of Kool-Aid?
Yeah, more than you've ever imagined.
Ugh. How much do you drink a day?
A lot. About 3 packets. I bring a packet on stage with me. I keep a packet in my pocket. little hip hop. I keep a packet of Kool-Aid in my pocket. I'd be the first rapper to rap about Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
We need to focus on what we're good at, Tom. What are we good at?
What are
our strong suits?
Sobriety. You know what you should do?
I'm going to get smacked by Bad Barbie at a fucking red carpet event one time.
You should extend the sobriety thing.
Try to
New Year's.
I could do it easy peasy. It's just, I wonder what would be the thing that made me break. Like
somebody saying you want to get a drink?
No. I don't care. I don't care about it right now. And I like feeling sober. I like the waking up part.
Yeah.
I love coffee. I can't get coffee to turn a corner for me. Like, I can't get the buzz I used to get off coffee.
Yeah.
That low blood sugar buzz you get off coffee when you've had too much to drink the night before and you wake up, have a cup of coffee, and you're shaking, thinking crazy thoughts. Lizards can hear me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck was that?
I
feel like you just picked your nose and wiped it on your eyebrow.
I wipe it under here. I put stuff under here all the time. I bet I could find a booger under here right now if I
don't.
Looked. Don't. This is my side.
I know, it's so.
And Greg Fitzsimmons and hey, okay. What are we good at? Podcasting. What if we did a podcast? What if we did a podcast where we? What if we did an OnlyFans podcast?
An OnlyFans podcast? What do you mean?
Where we bring OnlyFans? I feel like this is someone. This is Glennie Ball's show. Have you seen Glennie Ball's?
I know who that is, but I have not seen his show.
Glennie Balls has an OnlyFans podcast where he brings girls from OnlyFans on his podcast, and he just talks to girls from OnlyFans.
That's cool.
And they always want to fuck him, and he never fucks any of them.
They always say they want
to
fuck him?
Go to Glennie Balls. God, I love this kid.
Yeah. He sits there and like eats
ice cream when you do the Caleb Presley's.
Yeah. So that's his show. Oh, Only Stans. That's his show. Only Stans show.
Yeah. And so he brings on OnlyFans.
These are all OnlyFans girls.
Yeah, and a lot of them are like, yo, I'll suck your dick, and Glennie Balls never does it.
Why?
I think he's I don't know. That's him and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's a, did I tell you about my theory about little people not getting COVID? So the number of little people that have gotten COVID is drastically low.
Really?
Like 0.01%.
No.
Yeah. Little people have not gotten COVID, and it's because people talk over them, mm-hmm. so all the germs fly over their head. Google it. Little people have not gotten COVID at the same rate as
normies.
Larger people. The mystery of why some little people didn't get COVID.
That just says why some people.
A small people appear naturally immune to COVID. Little people are naturally immune to COVID.
What? Little kids.
Little people, just write the fucking M word to get the thing out. They're never going to fucking do it if you fucking Google.
Just write dwarfs or something, man. Jesus. He's so fucking bad today. Okay.
Oh, it's far more deadly. Never mind. Dwarf COVID?
No.
Wait, that's Stephen Fry. Is that a movie?
God. The strain of virus appears to be spread very easily between people, especially in confined spaces. Okay. Is this about what we're talking about?
No. So I met let me just rephrase that. I met a little person who had never gotten COVID.
Okay.
And I said, do you think it's because when you talk to people, they're not spitting in your face? She goes, I never thought of that. And I was like, how the fuck do you not think of that? Yeah. And then I was like, do you know? And then I did the research myself. And I wonder if Brad Williams had COVID. I mean, it's a good research to do that no one's doing. No one's doing the hard research. Where's Andrew Huberman on this one?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good point.
How many times do you think you've had COVID?
Three.
I think I've had it five times.
Yeah?
I think I've had it a lot. And now it's just average stature children have not been getting COVID as frequently as older adults. I need the fucking hard data. I need someone to do
the
fucking...
We don't have anything about... you wrote dwarves don't get COVID. God. How do you get worse at this?
I don't think it, you put a V in it. I don't think it's dwarf as in half. Halves. I think it's you. Okay. I don't think that word exists.
There's some data from China.
Wait. Why don't the dwarves fight?
Whoa, yeah. How about that first result? Isn't that about
that's the article that we were on.
Okay.
But it seems to not have anything about dwarves in it.
Okay.
Except for the title.
I love when you find something out like that where you go, oh, shut up. I never thought about that. Like now they're saying herpes cause cancer. Did you hear that?
No.
No, I think Joe told you that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, when we were doing a podcast, he said herpes causes cancer. Cures cancer.
Cures cancer.
Cures cancer. Did I say causes cancer?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Herpes cures. No, it was the herpes vaccine.
Virus.
Vaccine.
Which is attached to the virus.
Okay. Man. This is really a wild one today.
Yeah.
Right? What?
Eventually. Oh, wait.
No, it was the vaccine. Why wouldn't you write vaccine?
We are all over the fucking map right now. We need to talk about something we're good at. Vaccination for herpes zoster patients with solid tumors. Never mind. I don't know why we're trying to be smart. We should not try to be smart.
You brought this shit up.
I know. It's my fault. I'm a fucking moron. Let's go back to something we know about. Tom, have you ever thought you got herpes?
I've been terrified in the morning after
a one night stand.
Yeah. I've been like, this was fucking dumb.
It always is.
It always was a girl who was like, no, you don't need to worry about it. Like, and I was like, oh, really? And they're like, no. And then here's the thing. They always turn out to be, in these cases, correct.
Yeah.
They also, I don't ever remember being asked, like, are you, they're just like, you're fine.
You're good.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And also the equivalent, similar was like pregnancy scare, right? Like, you're like, what am I doing? Those were, these are like, I'm 20, 21, but that's fucking terrifying.
The first time I thought I got a chick pregnant, well, the first time I thought I was 17. I was like, what if I got a chick? If I got a chick pregnant when I was 17, that child now would be like 30,
yeah,
2, 33 years old.
I'm a 33-year-old?
That'd be crazy.
So fucked up.
They'd be working in the booth. Yeah.
They'd be working in the booth.
Yeah.
And then the next time I thought I got a chick pregnant, I was 18. And then I always thought I got chicks pregnant.
I thought at 17 and 18.
Leanne's got to go off birth control. I'm not certain I'm allowed to say that out loud, but I think Leanne's got to go off birth control. So I think I got to get snipped.
It's so easy.
Did you get it done?
Yeah.
And now you can just blow loads on anyone.
Anyone. Yeah.
Anyone. Doesn't that like, oh, motherfucker.
What?
Did they have to put you under to get you snipped?
No, they don't have to put you under to get you snipped. It also takes 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Where do they go in? Through your pee hole?
No.
But where do they go in? Through your asshole?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a couple guys spread it open and another guy goes in there with his dick and he fucks.
One guy holds your hands.
Yeah.
He goes, it's gotta hurt.
I actually
had it done while you did another thing, right?
Yeah. So mine I didn't have to go through the gastric
bypass.
Yeah, I had my sleeve put on. No. I had it done while I had a hernia operation.
Yeah, what was your hernia operation?
Where was it?
Yeah.
It's the like in the pubic area.
Did you have like a bump?
A little one. He was like, you don't have to get it fixed now, but you'll eventually have to get it fixed at some point. And I was like, well, then why don't we just do it now? And he goes, yeah, you can, but you don't have to.
How did you get it? From shitting really hard, like Dave Attell?
I don't know. It was back when I'd started to get into deadlifting, and I was, you know, straining my ass. I thought it was probably from that. I was doing it all the time out of nowhere. Like I hadn't been deadlifting. I started deadlifting a bunch. And the only reason he discovered it is because he was prepping for the vasectomy thing. So he was like, oh, here. And then he puts his finger like up under your ball bag into your body cavity, you know, like where your balls hang from. And he pushed up in there. He's like, oh, he goes, you have a hernia. I was like, what? He goes, argh. And he pushed right up. And I was like, ah. And then he goes, yeah, that's a hernia. He goes, I'll see if we can do both at the same time. So that's why they put me under.
Hey, type in different types of hernias.
Yeah.
What are the odds he can spell this word right? No way.
Yeah.
The most Kaipa time are inguilingual, inner groin.
You know, inguinal.
Inguinal. That's what you had, inguinal?
I did. Incisional, femoral.
I think I have hiatal hernia. Oof. Type in hiatal hernia.
Oof.
What? Is that where it's like a fat man's hernia?
Uncomfortable.
What is, I don't have hiatal hernia. Oh, I definitely don't have hiatal hernia. Never mind. I don't know what the fuck I have.
You know what fucking hurts so bad?
What?
The, you don't realize that when you have, they put like the state of the art stuff is they put like this mesh in there. You know, they push it back in and then they put mesh in there and then they sew it back up. Is that when you have an incision in that area, any core movement, like sitting, moving, turning, it felt like someone was stabbing you. I was like, oh, like I couldn't sit up. I couldn't do, it hurt so bad. Like much, much worse than the pain. Like the vasectomy was just like some aching, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
And I got to get a vasectomy soon, I think. Yeah. I think, can I get it when they just give me a colonoscopy?
I don't know. You could probably ask him.
Okay, let's make a promise. If either of us go into a coma, promise you'll go in and have all the plastic surgery done to my body while I'm in a coma.
What do you want done?
I want to look perfect.
What does that mean?
I want top to bottom.
Top to bottom?
Top to bottom.
While you're in a coma?
While I'm in a coma, just might as well, if they got to do liposuction, skin removal, whatever the fuck they got to do. Get my teeth redone. Get my fucking eyes brightened.
You want no
everything?
Job?
I want hair. I want everything, top to bottom. I want to come out looking like a million fucking bucks. I want to come out and go, what the fuck? Who am I? Yeah. What happened?
Do you want to look like some of that AI art I showed you?
No. Never mind. You're off the fucking list. You're off the list. I want to look like Bad Bob Barbie. I want my cock to look like Tyga's and my face to look like Bad Barbie. I want tattoos everywhere. Cover
what color hair do you want?
I would like darker.
Darker?
Darker, but I want it full.
Full,
I want
full.
Plugs. I want like, give me full hair transplants.
How do we not have just like the best hair options now?
There's got to be better hair options, right, Nadav? Type in best.
You're asking him?
Yeah, who's got the best hair in Hollywood that's had plugs?
The ones that we know for sure. We know a couple for sure.
Like they say Tom Cruise has had it done.
Really?
Best hair plugs or just hair transplants. Don't put plugs. Plugs is like from the old days.
Yeah.
In Turkey. In Hollywood, yeah. Who's got the best? Ooh, in Austin. There's one in Austin. Would you get it done?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because this works for me. Like a bald dome works for me.
Yeah.
I have a good shaped head. It's like
I don't have a good shaped head.
Oh.
And I'm just going to look at him.
He had a hair transplant to regain his lost hair. If I tell you more, well. Look at that.
He's got a great head of hair. I wouldn't mind that hair. Keep going. Let's just keep scrolling. Wayne Rooney? Don't know who that is.
Big soccer player.
Really?
British guy, yeah.
Okay. And pass. I don't. Pass, keep going. Go to someone that makes me want to get them. Who's this? Callum Best?
Well, that's good restoration, though. Look at that. Look what it was before. It's totally thinned out there.
Yeah.
That hairline. That's good. All right. Jimmy Carr?
Jimmy Carr?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I bet he's got a good one.
Carr didn't attempt to hide the fact that he had chosen to have the treatment, happily discussing it live on air. Known for his stand-up, he decided to have a hair treatment to tackle his receding hairline. The procedure worked well. Wow.
He looks great. And he did the research. He was a smart person before.
He's sharp, dude.
He was like, didn't he work in like oil refineries or something?
I have zero.
Find out where Jimmy Carr made his money. Jimmy Carr was a millionaire before he got into stand-up.
Leave this up. Go back down to the next one.
Jimmy Carr was a millionaire before he got into stand-up. He was.
Scroll down.
Joe Swash. Oh, this is clearly a British article.
Yeah. But that's also, that's a decent restoration. What's underneath it? Whoa.
James Nesbitt?
Dude.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Two transplants later.
Yeah, but then you have like I think you don't have hair in the back of your head or something.
Really?
Well, they got to get it from somewhere.
Well, the guys that we know that that go on stage, their transplants are pretty crazy.
I know a couple dudes who have to get their hair done in order to be out in public.
What?
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 Selena Gomez?
Wait, what are you talking about?
They have to get their hair done.
Who?
The people.
What do you mean? Are they?
They have to like.
They're comedians?
Yeah, they can't just. They can't just go out.
Stop. Who?
They have to get their
hair. Write it down. Stop. Write it down. Let's see. Elon's is fucking wild. Really?
Yeah, they have to get their hair done. They can't just go like, yeah, let me just go out because then you can see it.
That makes sense.
It's got to get like hair dried. They've got to do like everything. They've got to go like hairspray, and then it has to be combed a certain way. They can't just be like,
let's go.
It's not. And that's the thing with hair transplant. Elon's is awesome.
That would be the guy to ask. The richest guy in the world.
Who did yours? And he's like, a Martian.
Yeah.
I had so
does he
funny.
Say who did it?
He's South African. He's so much better looking with hair.
But dude, look at the how the hair looks now. That's incredible.
Yeah, Elon would be the guy to ask.
What if he was just like, oh, what I do is there's this guy, it's like $1 million a week, and he comes over and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he probably I bet he puts a ton of money into his hair.
I mean, that looks ridiculously good.
See if stem cells work for your hair. I bet they do.
That's the first. I think that's what I would ask Elon if I met him.
Stem cells?
No, just be like, what, dude?
Who did your hair?
Who did your hair?
That's who you want to go
and
to.
And by the way, can I take it public so everybody else can do it?
Yeah. And then, you know, the guy, do stem cells, five things you didn't know about stem cell hair replacement. I don't know anything. I bet you're going to be shocked how quick those five things show up.
It would be perfect for people who wish they just had a fuller look. Okay.
Well, that's
you like stem cells, right?
I love stem cells.
Yeah. More? Are there more people on this list? No. That's a pretty good list, though.
Yeah, I would do.
Would you do it? If your hair could look like Elon's right there, would you do it? Or you just accept that this is what it is?
I think I'm cool with what it is.
I've accepted having this bald head. It really doesn't bother me. What bothers me is if I try to grow out hair. Do you know what I mean?
When was the longest you've grown it out recently?
I don't know, but it's just you saw that it was thinning, and I'm like, oh, I would just take it down because I don't mind this look.
Yeah.
It's the trying to have hair when you don't that look is like what I don't like.
I don't mind my hair right now. I don't think I can shave my head. That's my problem.
Have you tried?
No, and because the second I try, my hair's gone forever.
That's not true.
I'm not going to grow it out. My hair is at a length right now. It's like this long on the top.
Yeah.
And it covers enough where it looks like I'm okay. Like, not, I'm still.
You think
bald.
If you shaved it, it would.
If I shave it, all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, wow, it was really, you were really thinning. I didn't think I'd notice that.
But it would
that.
Just grow back.
Maybe, maybe not.
But what you cut wouldn't grow back?
I think right now I'm at a length where I go, I'm comfortable with it. I
How
like
long
it.
Is it?
It's down to my ears. No, if it grows long, it looks bald. Like I'm
yeah,
at the perfect.
My point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If it grows too long, it looks bald.
You don't have you in your front is like fine, right?
Front's fine, thin on the top, but it's starting to get worse and worse the older I get. But I'm I'm a grown up. Like I it's okay that I look like this.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't want to look like you know, it's one of the things I shit on Leanne all the time. But one of the things I love about Leanne is that she's cool with aging. Like yeah, she's cool with aging. She doesn't want to get fillers. Yeah. She doesn't want to get all the Botox. She's like, no, this is what I look like. And I think that's kind of sexy because you do want her to look age appropriate. There's something hot about an age appropriate woman.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, especially, dude, some women in this business that have just been like holding on to it and holding on to it. And like, it looks fine the first year they do it. Second year, you're like, okay.
Well, it's also to what degree are you trying to do it?
10 years in and you're like, you do not look 35 anymore. You're a 55-year-old woman.
I know. But here's the thing. A little filler, a little this or that.
If you get it done right.
Right. A little, I'm saying.
A little, yeah.
When you start seeing, you know, this shit, like.
Yeah.
And then they're like, do I look sexy? And you're like, you look like a goddamn Martian. You look like somebody
no one's telling
that was in
that.
An accident.
Yeah, no one's telling them that. And you go, there's nothing hotter than like Susan Sarandon, right? Mm-hmm. She was fucking sexy as fucking Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Like there are certain women that when they age, it looks sexy.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, I agree.
Susan Sarandon is fucking hot as shit.
I'm most attracted to, honestly, like attracted to age appropriate women.
Yeah,
I don't have a thing for like, oh, she's 24. Like that doesn't do anything for me, man.
No,
but I think that's actually a good sign.
Well, I think it's just I look at them the same way I look at like ice cream cones.
Yeah,
I go, sure, that would be nice, but I don't do that anymore.
Oh, right.
An ice cream. I'm gonna have ice cream, you know, but I'm not gonna have an ice cream cone. I'm not a fucking child. Uh-huh. Like walk around like this. Like licking something, like it's my first night in prison. I'm not gonna fucking, you know.
You can have an ice cream cone. That's
I
look okay.
At, like I did crowd work. I did crowd work at the Vulcan last time I was here, and I was talking to this young lady up front, and she was attractive, but the energy she had was so young,
yeah,
that I was like,
it's not attractive.
It's not the energy is not attractive,
right? I know
and
what you mean.
I don't want to be on a. I don't want to like. If I get a private jet and I bring a girl on, I used to think I'd want her to be like, oh my god, this is amazing, ha 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 ha. Uh-huh. I kind of want the chick that's like, how much did this cost? This is a fucking waste of money.
Oh,
you know.
I think you got her.
I got her. I fucking got her. God, I fucking got her in spades.
Yeah,
she fucking.
What do you, when you get asked that, you go, just don't worry about it.
I can afford it. She goes, no, it's we can afford it. We make that money. And I was like, okay, do you know how much I made this weekend? And she goes, no. And I go, it's okay. My deal initially was, this is the, when I started working.
Did she
hard,
say the we thing for real?
Yeah. Go, don't ever fucking think that she doesn't, oh, motherfucker.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. My deal was,
that's hilarious,
if I flew out coach, I could afford to fly back private. That was my deal.
Yeah,
but like they said, that's how you can afford that. And so I just said, I'll fly back commercial. I'll always fly back commercial, and then if I need it, I'll know that it's not going to break the bank for me to fly back private.
Yeah.
So like, and then so then that's my deal. So then one time, I never fly fucking private. I never fly private. I fly private if I can't get there in time. I fly private. If it makes me more money to get there, I fly private. So one time I do splurge and I fly my whole family back from Austin to LA private.
Yeah.
And fucking Leanne was a fucking, because we flew out of Millionaires.
Yeah.
And so Millionaires is really nice.
Yeah.
And they're like, you guys want coffee? I gotta go upstairs, make a cocktail. And I, you know, you can just go use the bar up there. You just open up the bar, make a cocktail, and they know you. So they come up and they're like, cool shit. And Leanne's like, how much is this costing? And I was like, don't worry about it. It's fine. She was like, no, it's not fine. It's not fine. How much is this costing?
So why, let me ask you this. Why can't you, like, if you say like, this is okay cost wise, do you got like, that's not okay in your house? Like, if you're like, this is fine.
Well, no, for her, it's just a waste of money. For her, it's a waste of money. It's not.
But she's not out there doing the gigs.
No, she's not. But she goes, it's a waste of money. Don't do it. It's a waste of money. I know the way the money's set up for me, where I go, if I fly this, I can fly that.
Yeah.
And I never fly that. So then I know that I've got a bunch backlogged. So if I need one, I can do it. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't, it's not going to break the bank. She doesn't know that I don't. I mean, I think she knows it, but I don't think that applies to her. I think she still thinks, just fly back commercial anyway and still save that much money. I mean, yeah. It really is a ridiculous expense. It's a ridiculous expense when you think about it.
Yeah, but it is how you're able to do some of the gigs.
It is how you're able to operate.
That's the whole thing.
Tomorrow I have to fly into Omaha and then fly to Hartford.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find flights to get me in and out.
Right.
And so you're like, well, I have to do this. And I'm doing this for my special. I need to be there at 10 in the morning to scout.
Right.
So I've got to fly at a certain hour. And
there
so,
are flights where it's not necessary, and then yeah. There are flights where it's allowing you to do the work. That's the whole point.
Travis Scott flies private all the time.
He sure does.
So does Bad Barbie. So does Tyga. My favorite rappers, they all fly private. I really I want to apologize. I've shit on a lot of my heroes lately. Travis Scott, I love your shoes. I love your shoes, and now I love your rap. Drake, I love you. I think you're the GOAT. You're the best in the business. Bad Barbie. Bad Baby. You are a game changer. You have redefined how OnlyFans does its business. I hope to one day emulate you and be one of the biggest on OnlyFans there is. Tyga, you're a fantastic father with a great cock. I think I just hope to get to know you better. Tiger, I apologize 2 episodes ago for saying that you were a mediocre athlete. I don't believe that. I know now that you are the greatest athlete that ever lived. Albert Pujols, congratulations on being in...
AKA The Machine.
AKA Damang. Big Purple, I think is his nickname. Right?
I don't know.
It was one of the ones I read. Okay. Congratulations on being in baseball for 22 years. That's almost as long as Tom and I have been doing stand-up. Was that this episode? I just want to say that I'm learning, I'm growing, and once I start drinking, I'll be celebrating everyone the way I normally do. But this sobriety has me have these rose-colored glasses are clear as fuck these days, and I'm trying to do better. I will do better, but I know you need me to prove it before I start, so I'm working on it.
Wow. That yep. really took it home. I think we should congratulate you on what you've done Thank so you. Far and recognize. And it's, you know, it takes a real man to apologize for his mistakes.
Yep. And I'm going to work harder and try to learn from my mistakes. And next time you say a name of a rapper that I don't know. Just give me a rapper. Give me a rapper. Give me a rapper. Any rapper.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk. I'm excited to get to know your material. I can't wait to see what you have to offer. I'm not there yet, but I want you to know, future big fan.
Future big fan.
Put on some Lil Durk real quick. Oof. Let's go out to some Lil Durk. That's Lil Durk. That looks a lot like NBA Youngboy. Lil Dork. Type in Lil Dork.
No.
How is there not a...
There we go.
All right. Love him. Yep. I like his branding. Up, getting his lines tightened. I sound like Wow Vicky.
Wow.
Them niggas act like they don't need us. They do everything we do and they wanna be us. For them taking ecstasy, they tryna tee up. He'd rather go and blow a bag instead of re-up. You went on that block when
All
that
right.
shit was going
Love
on.
Young Durk.
Young Durk.
Young okay. Durk, I'm in. I'm in. I'm changed, guys. I'm Lil Durk. Lil Durk, back door. Well, I'm coming through the front door, Durk. That's how much I love you.
All right. We should get out of here. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Bert's a totally changed man.
Changed man. Look at the range, man.
Love you. All right. Love you. Bye.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call 2 Bears, 1 Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call 2 Bears, 1 Cave.